Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday, and welcome to another edition of the Social Change Action Network, brought to you here live on the Blog Talk Radio. For a lot of you, you're probably out there in the midst of traffic, spending a lot of money, getting in debt for this so-called holiday, but we won't talk about that today. That's not what this show is focused on. Today, we're going to talk about being healthy, happy, and whole. And I think more important than spending, buying, or receiving is the ability to have your health. For without your health, you won't be able to enjoy all the great accoutrements of life. I'm your host, affectionately known as V the Preacher, and I'm preaching health today. I also have a special guest. Before we get started, I just want to say thank everyone for tuning in. You've been listening through the archives, and we've been having some wonderful shows. This Wednesday, we will be we have a full week, actually. This Wednesday, we'll be doing a show talking about various subjects and topics. But Thursday is a show that's geared towards, the title of the show is Straight No Chaser. And we have a young man out of Chicago by the name of Dawa Israel, who has a television show out there in Chicago, and he's our guest this Thursday, and he tells it like it is. He believes in telling the truth, and that's why we call the name of the show Straight No Chaser. And, of course, this Saturday we'll be back on again with Simone Altef of Simalt YouTube fame. Also, he's a noted rabbi, but not of Jewish descent or background, nor does he subscribe to that religion. He has just studied with many of them, and he is very fluent and studied in history, scriptures, Torah, the regions of the Middle East, so he's able to give us information on current events and tie it in with prophecy, scriptures, and different things like that. And, of course, we also have our current event show that takes place on Wednesdays and on Sundays as well. And so we want to ask you to continue to tune in and to support us with your ears. That would be a great thing. So happy Hanukkah to everyone, and hopefully you're not getting too much in debt. I'm not going to waste any more time. I want to bring on my guest, but before I bring her on, once again, I want to let you know what the guest call-in number is tonight. It's 213-769-0910. The guest call-in number tonight is 213-769-0910. And also the chat room is open. For those of you who are listening via the internet, if you want to ask some questions via the chat room, feel free to do so. Without further delay, my guest tonight, Sister Aisha Bey, and from the website, I always say from IamWellNow.com. Aisha, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, Varis. Thank you so much for having me back.
Shalom, shalom. It's a pleasure to have you here. With all of the information that you have, the knowledge, experience, you are a blessing, an increase to all of our listeners.
Well, thank you so much, and all praises go to the Most High. I'm just a conduit for the divine knowledge and wisdom to flow into those that have been limited in their ability to receive it or who have been deceived into heading down a slippery slope, which is what conventional medicine is today, and who are open to receiving, as you said a moment ago, the truth. The truth can be very difficult when it comes to the issue of health, because we are all have all been so strongly conditioned to relate to the conventional medical model that when the truth hits, it's difficult to deal with. It can really shake a lot of your underpinnings, because many things that we have taken for granted all of our lives are simply not so when it comes to the issue of health. And so it takes courage to step onto the holistic path, to step outside of the box when you're dealing with your health. But if you fail to do so and you rely on toxic pharmaceuticals or surgeries or chemotherapy or radiation in an attempt to heal, you will be, unfortunately, greatly disappointed. So it takes courage and vision to step onto the path of the holistic way. But if you want to have a life, if you want to be healthy, you sooner or later, things will force you to move in this direction, because if you continue to eat the typical food that is called food here in America, which is actually not food, and if you continue to turn to the medical establishment, sooner or later, you're going to be forced to look in another direction, because there are no answers there. If you have a challenge to your health, the answer, as far as the doctors are concerned, is to take some toxic drug or to shoot insulin into your arm every day for the rest of your life in a vain attempt to control the problem. But there are no answers there, and there are answers in the earth. If God intended us to use toxic pharmaceuticals, he would have put those in the earth. He didn't put Sorazine in the earth, and he didn't put other toxic medications. He put the herbs there, and they're in every book in the Bible. All scriptures refer to herbal medicine, but we've forgotten about that knowledge, having been duped into believing in a system that is not a healthcare system but a disease care system. So I'm just here to do my small part in restoring the ancient knowledge and wisdom, the knowledge and wisdom that enabled our ancestors to develop all of civilization and populate the entire planet without one lab report or one pill. So that knowledge, that's the true healing knowledge, folks. The true medicine is in the earth. And if you want to get well, you must turn to the earth.
Most definitely. That just takes me back to the scripture says that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so the way you're speaking, it is literal. It is definite that a lot of our bodies are destroyed. We live short lives, or we leave here earlier than anticipated, because we don't have the knowledge. And I think you said it well, is that we've forgotten about the things that are in the scriptures that the Father's given us to come from the earth, the Most High, to heal us, but also we've forgotten who we are as a people. So we thank God, we thank the Father, the Most High, that this knowledge is being restored, and we're starting here tonight. You gave an alarming statistic last week. I got some questions, too, that I want to ask you, and that we got from some comments. But you gave a statistic last week as it pertains to chemotherapy. And we have a lot of people out of fear that run to chemotherapy as soon as they get the diagnosis. And you mentioned that only 2% generally usually survive. That there's only a 2% success rate, I should say, from the chemotherapy.
After,
is that right?
After five years. There's a much higher percentage that exists for up to 5 years. I don't know what that percentage is, but it's way higher than 2%. But the problem is that around the fourth or fifth year, the sixth year, that's when the recurrence appears again, because the cause of the problem hasn't been dealt with. Now, a lot of people die on the very first round of chemotherapy because it's just so devastating to the immune system, radiation as well. But those that make it through and have gone into remission, they rarely last beyond 5 years. So that's when the survival rate drops down to 2%, is after the fifth year, usually after the cancer has reappeared, because the cause of the problem hasn't been dealt with and the immune system, of which cancer is a disease of the immune system, has been further devastated by the chemotherapy and the radiation. So you're even less likely to be able to cope with the tumor once you've undergone chemo and radiation. So it's very scary to reject conventional medicine, but if you check out places like naturalnews.com, which is a website put together by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He's a investigative journalist and a holistic person who is in the process of exposing a lot of what's going on in this war between conventional medicine and the holistic health movement. And
what's his name again?
His name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Mike.
And it's naturalnews.com. And he has on there just hundreds of videos and articles on cancer, just dozens and dozens of cancer survivors who heal themselves holistically of cancer. People heal themselves of cancer every day. And I think, I don't want to repeat myself from last week, I think I went into some of the history of at least one cancer remedy that has been suppressed, and there have been many. So if you are diagnosed with cancer, or if you think that you have cancer and you don't want to get a biopsy, a needle biopsy, which spreads the cancer and allows the cells to break loose from the encased tumor and move into the bloodstream and spread through the body, then the way to go is to go to naturalnews.com. There's another website called thecancertutor.com. There's a downloadable, inexpensive ebook called Cancer Step Outside the Box. And all of these sources are tremendous sources for the dozens of alternative therapies that are available today to deal with cancer, some of them very inexpensive. So it's not about money. And people oftentimes complain to me about the cost of health food being somewhat higher than the cost of the fake food that's in the supermarket, because what's in the supermarket is actually not food. And my response is always, well, what is your life worth? You have to make an investment in your health, especially if you have any health challenges. If you're young and you're healthy, I'm sorry, go ahead, Bruce.
No, I was going to say, most definitely, my response is always that it's cheaper than a stay for a night at the hospital.
That's right. And today, with the cost soaring out of control and the economy on the verge of collapse, it makes a lot of sense to have some knowledge and wisdom about how to take care of yourself without running to doctors and taking toxic drugs. There are so many inexpensive herbs. Herbs in their raw, dried form are very inexpensive by and large. So it's not about money. It's about effort. I got a call today from a young man who was in a typical coffee shop, the large chain that goes across the country, and he said, "Can I have some pumpkin pie?" And I asked him, and he's trying to get away from sugar because he has candida, also known as thrush, also known as fungus, sugar just feeds that. And most of us today are challenged by yeast issues. Yeast, candida, thrush, fungus, they're all the same thing, and they all result from an overgrowth of yeast throughout the system that originally starts out usually by taking a round of antibiotics, which kill the bad bacteria and the good bacteria that's necessary to keep the yeast in check. So I asked him, well, how far are you from a health food store? And he said, oh, actually, there's one just, 4 or 5 blocks away. And I said, well, why don't you go to the health food store and find something sweet that doesn't have sugar in it? Because it's impossible to go cold turkey off of sugar. Sugar is such a drug that if you take sugar and cocaine and put them both under the microscope, the molecular structure is almost identical.
Mm.
And sugar pretty much treats you the same way as a drug, shoots you up and drops you down. And if you're having candida and you're eating sugar, you are not going to get rid of that candida. Candida manifests oftentimes with women. It often starts out with a yeast infection. It starts out with digestive disturbances because of the healthy flora and fauna that's been destroyed by the antibiotic. And then once that healthy bacteria is gone, the yeast begins to spread and become systemic and starts weakening the immune system. And the result is just hundreds of different symptoms that can manifest, and things can get very serious. Anybody that's listening, if you're wondering whether you might have systemic yeast because you've taken antibiotics in the past, maybe had some symptoms, a good way to tell whether or not you have systemic yeast is to look in the mirror at your tongue. If your tongue has a white coating on it, that may very well mean that you have systemic yeast. I would say the majority of Americans have systemic yeast problems today because almost everybody's been on an antibiotic. And it only takes one round of antibiotics to set the whole process in motion. So I suggested that he forego the pumpkin pie and shoot on over to the health food store and find something sweet that didn't have sugar, because he's not going to be able to just give up sweets altogether, boom, just like that, just because he doesn't want to eat sugar. Unfortunately, it's not that simple. Because when you stop eating sugar, you will go through withdrawal, just as if you were withdrawing from a drug. And I've had clients that thought they were literally losing their minds.
Wow.
Withdrawing from sugar.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, you can become very irritable and very depressed and very confused and very hostile, actually, even violent.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to get off of sugar, and folks, white sugar is, I spell it C-R-A-C-K, crack. There's virtually no difference, it just kills you a little slower. So I've actually literally never met a depressed person that wasn't addicted to sugar, not one. And our mental hospitals are just full of sugar addicts. They just don't know that it was sugar that drove them crazy. But at any rate, the way to get off of sugar is to develop a stash of alternative sweets that won't kill you. So there's two ways to do that. You can hunt them down in the health food stores, and they're there. You go in and you ask around, and you will find cookies. You will find pies. You will find pastries and ice cream that are not sweetened with sugar. Sodas also, natural sodas don't have chemicals, no sugar, have other sweeteners. There's many products in the health food store that have alternative sweeteners. The reason that you can have an alternative sweetener, because a chemist will say, oh, well, there's really no difference between honey and sugar. Well, there is a difference, because even though they both are, quote, sugar, technically speaking, from a scientific viewpoint, from a real life viewpoint, honey is something that your body is designed to digest. People have been eating honey since time began. Refined white sugar has only been around for about 100 years, and in fact, was only sold in the drugstore initially. You couldn't even get it in a grocery store back at the turn of the century. So your body is designed to digest honey. It's designed to digest maple syrup, natural maple syrup, not the stuff in the supermarket. And by the way, once you taste real maple syrup, you will never again want to go back to the typical ones that are used with the typical type of pancakes and whatnot that are served here.
Exactly.
Of which is not food. That's all sugar. Natural honey, natural maple syrup, agave, rice syrup, coconut nectar. There are many sweeteners, and the best is something called stevia, which is absolutely at zero on the glycemic index. The glycemic index is a scale that measures the ability of this particular type of sweetener to affect your blood sugar levels. So when you eat refined white sugar, your blood sugar level shoots up, remains there for a couple hours. You think you have energy, but it's an illusion, and then you crash. And it's just like crashing off any other drug. Well, the glycemic index ranks different sweeteners according to how much they are going to impact your blood sugar level. And stevia is down at zero. It's the healthiest sweetener, and diabetics use it a lot. People with candida use it a lot. People who absolutely must stay off of sugar and still might react to the maple syrup or the honey, they can have stevia. And stevia comes from a green plant. It's an herb, and it's one of the sweetest substances on earth. You have to be careful with it, because if you overdo it, you'll have something that's too sweet. But it comes in both liquid and powder form. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to mention any kind of particular specific products on the air. Varese, perhaps you can advise me on that.
It's fine. I have no qualms with that. I think that's fine. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So there's a product out by a company called Now, N-O-W. It's called Better Stevia. It's a white powder, and it's the best of all the stevias because it has no aftertaste. Some of them have a little bit of an aftertaste, but this one has none. I've tried it in many different things. So if you're diabetic, if you have candida, if you have cancer, and it's critical that cancer patients stay away from sugar, and also that also feeds the tumor, feeds the growth of the cancer. So also anybody that has any type of parasite, tapeworms love sugar. They thrive on it. I had a client once who had like a 20-foot tapeworm inside her. And
wow.
When she ate sugar, it would start moving around. She could feel it moving around. So we finally got rid of it by giving her anti-parasite herbs, which will kill and get rid of parasites, as opposed to the deadly medicines that doctors give out that have really horrible
right.
effects. Antifungals are really bad.
Now, that is a category I would like to discuss, us talking about cleansing from parasites somewhere down the line. But I don't want to stop you from talking about the stevia, because I have a lot of interest in knowing more about that. Because when I first heard of it, I tried to steer away from it because it looked too much like these other alternatives out there. So,
it is processed into a white powder, but it's minimal processing. And being zero on the glycemic index, it's a beautiful thing to be able to have sweet stuff without, you know, knowing that you're not harming yourself. So that's particular stevia I recommend. And if a person is diabetic, they absolutely need to move in the direction of utilizing stevia. And that's something I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit tonight, Ruth, is the epidemic that we have of diabetes today. It's really getting out of control, and the main reason why diabetes is currently out of control as compared to, say, 15 years ago is the advent of something called high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
High fructose corn syrup is actually worse than sugar. It's so bad. And it's in everything. It's just in everything. It's almost impossible if you shop in the supermarket that to avoid getting high fructose corn syrup. And as a sweetener, it affects the blood sugar even more dramatically than spikes it even more dramatically than sugar. And I believe it's one of the main reasons why we have such an epidemic of diabetes today. So if you have been diagnosed with diabetes, it is critical that you move in the holistic direction, because if you do not, eventually you're going to have severe issues, such as gangrene setting in your limbs, losing your eyesight, and other really, really nasty, terrible things that can result from not being able to heal diabetes. Yet diabetes can be healed easily, Boris. Easily.
I'm sorry? Easily?
Diabetes, yes, easily. It is actually easy to heal diabetes permanently and completely using what God put in this earth and intended for us to use, and without even spending a whole lot of money in the process. Of course, the first and most important thing is food, and I'm not talking about the type of food list that they give you when you're diagnosed with diabetes, because those food lists mean nothing. They're still mostly foods that come from the supermarket that involve white flour, white rice. So although they might get rid of the sugar per se, you're still getting it in so many other forms, in the form of empty carbohydrates, that you cannot heal on that kind of diet. In order to heal diabetes, you have to have a whole foods diet. Now, this is also true for every other ailment that you're challenged with, but I just thought we would focus tonight a little bit on diabetes. But as with any ailment, food has to change, because food is what caused the problem in the first place. When I say food, I'm talking about the empty food that is available in the supermarkets of today and in most restaurants of today. One of the worst places you can go is into a fast food restaurant, folks. If anybody is still going into any fast food restaurant, please stay out of here. You're committing suicide, plain and simple. It is literally the worst food on earth that you can put into your body, and it actually is not food. It's fake, and if you actually looked at what was in this food and what comprised it, it would blow your mind. Because there are many
we talk a lot about that on the other shows, as far as the genetically altered food, which is pretty much frankenfood, like you're saying, and the stuff that's in there that's actually killing people. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that applies to just about all American food, but the fast food is the worst of all by far, and it's also responsible, in addition to the diabetes epidemic, it's responsible for the obesity epidemic as well. So, I'm, as I said, I don't want to repeat myself from last week, but I think I touched on the fact that your body will force you to overeat as long as you're eating empty food in an attempt to get the nutrients that were lacking, and you will never, ever be able to lose weight and keep it off until you switch from typical American food to, dare I say it, health food. Now, when people hear that term health food, it conjures up all kinds of images, negative images in people's minds. Oh, rabbit food. And, oh, yeah, those, I tried a bag of those health food chips one time. They tasted like cardboard. And all kinds of negativity comes about. But I swear, if you spend time in these supermarket, health food supermarket wonderlands that we have across this country, and just make an effort to move in a different direction, you will be amazed at what you learn. The first thing that you will learn is that what you have been eating has not been food, and it has not been good. You think it's good because your taste buds have been overstimulated and misshapen and warped by eating all the fake food or all the chemicals and the salt and the sugar. Once you move in the direction of natural foods and your taste buds regroup a little bit, you will not want the food that you ate all your life. And, in fact, you will say to yourself, I can't believe I ate that all my life, because it will be nasty. So once you get into the realm of real food, you're not going to suffer. You're going to discover food for the first time in your life. And I always remember how it happened to me. I had started to get on the path of the natural way. I was just starting to get into herbs and supplements. And I went to visit my aunt, and her daughter was there. She was some years younger than me, and she was into the health food. And she was fixing breakfast. And so she made whole grain pancakes with organic blueberries in them. And she served those pancakes with natural maple syrup and a an organic margarine that was made from a blend of different oils. And her mom was like, can you believe how long it's taken to make those pancakes? You know, why didn't we just get out to Aunt Jemima? Well, we sat down at the table, And I put a bite of those pancakes in my mouth, and I just couldn't believe it. It was like there was an explosion in my mouth.
Wow.
And I had never tasted anything so delicious in my whole life. And from that moment on, I was hooked. I couldn't wait to get home and go to the health food store and find out what this was all about. And since then, I have just gotten deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And at 68 years of age, I have a life. I take no medications. I have more energy than some of my own kids. And I feel like I'm just getting started. So the rewards of this are great. You will not suffer. You will not have to sacrifice, but you do have to make an effort. The effort is the key. The effort is the key. You have to make a decision that you're going to invest time. It isn't even so much money, but time into building your health. So that means going into the health food stores and spending time there if you're not familiar with a health food store. A lot of these items are going to be unfamiliar, so you have to spend time there. You have to talk to people, go to the book section, look through the cookbooks, and see what some of these foods and ingredients are all about. What I have on my website, IamWellNow.com, is a compilation of recipes. There's not that many of them there, but they're a starting point for folks that are interested in moving towards eating whole foods, but who want to be able to eat foods that they know and love, that they're familiar with, such as spaghetti and various other dishes that, you know, you might be used to eating that you don't want to give up. You don't have to give up what you're used to eating, but you have to make the effort to develop an alternative, healthy version of that food. So with pasta, for example, yes, you can have pasta, but you want to make sure that it's whole grain pasta.
Right.
Yes, you can still have bread, but you want to make sure that it's 100% whole grain bread and that it doesn't have any of that high fructose corn syrup in it and all that. So it's about effort, and these recipes, I call them transitional recipes. They're recipes that everybody loves. Whenever they try them, they're very happy with them. And it will start you on the path of eating in a healthy way foods that are delicious that won't kill you.
Exactly. Eating to live.
Yes, eating to live. So that's the first piece that must be put in place in order for anybody to heal diabetes or any ailment, as a matter of fact. Is you got to put that food piece into place. As I may have mentioned last week, you can take all of the herbs and nutrients in the world, but if the food piece is not in place, your healing will not be complete or permanent. So it's critical that you start moving in that direction. You don't have to change your whole entire diet overnight. You don't have to become a vegetarian, although if you eat meat and fish, you want to make sure that it is clean, because if you eat meat or fish from the supermarket, you are getting so much poison you don't even want to think about it. You don't want to know about what you're getting, really. Or maybe you do.
I don't think we want to know, but feel free to go ahead and tell the people. I actually did a show on something that just shocked me. There is something out there known as meat glue, which is derived from pork. It's derived from pork and some other chemicals, and they actually use it to compile all the leftover parts of fish, chicken, and beef that are left over in the butcher on the butcher's floor. And they put this together, and they wrap it and put it in the refrigerator. And as far as the beef, they cut it into fillets and sell it as a top choice cut filet, people not knowing that these are mended pieces of beef, mended with chemicals and pork.
Yep, all kind of stuff goes on. Did you know that it's legal for them to cut a cancer out of a cow and then sell you the rest of the cow meat?
Okay, that's it. I am going vegetarian. That's it. I'm done. Yeah, what do you think are the so do you think we should abstain? Just your personal opinion. How do you feel about meat and abstaining from meat?
I've been vegan pretty much for 35 years, and I don't eat meat for a number of reasons. I don't eat meat because meat, first of all, if you look at animals in the animal kingdom, there are meat eaters and there are vegetarians. So the lions and tigers are meat eaters and vegetarians. The elephants are vegetarians. Well, when you look at the construction of their teeth, the meat eaters have a certain construction of their teeth that enables them to deal with that meat in a certain way. And if you look at the vegetarian animals, their teeth are constructed differently. Also, vegetarian animals, their intestines are, their intestinal makeup is different than those of lions and tigers, who have very short intestines. Vegetarian animals have long intestines. And that's the way we're built. We're built the same way as the vegetarian animals in the kingdom of animalness. So our tooth structure and our intestinal makeup is designed for vegetables, not for meat. That's number one. Number two, unfortunately, the average American has about 5 pounds of undigested red meat in their colon. And what happens is, red meat does not pass all the way through when you eat it. Not all of it goes through. Some of it remains behind. And as it remains behind, it putrefies in your intestine. And as it putrefies in your intestine, it starts toxifying your entire bloodstream and causes things like bad breath, body odor, headaches, constipation, flatulence, very odoriferous flatulence. All of this is from red meat putrefying in the colon. Then after it's gone through the putrefaction process, it begins to harden, and it turns into what we call tire rubber, and it attaches itself to the walls of the colon, and it begins to push the colon out of shape, and now your colon starts to develop pockets. And as these pockets become more pronounced, fecal matter is deposited into these pockets and does not exit the colon. Now you have this fecal matter in pockets around the colon, which, by the way, is one of the primary causes of prostate cancer, is the prostate is right up against the colon, and the fecal matter that sits in that pocket that often manifests near the prostate passes over into the prostate, and you begin to have enlargement. Eventually, you get cancer, or you'll get colon cancer, or you'll get rectal cancer. But all of these cancers of the lower digestive tract are, in fact, the result of putrefied, hardened fecal matter that is adhered to the walls of the colon. This is why we say that all disease starts in the colon, and that for health, people should periodically cleanse their colon, cleanse their liver, cleanse their blood, cleanse their lymphatic system. In indigenous cultures, people always cleansed. Oftentimes with the change of season, people would do a cleansing. If you go into a sweat lodge, you're doing a cleansing because you're sweating out the toxins and the poisons and the bacteria and the viruses. So cleansing is an essential part of building health. And cleansing the colon is the first step in achieving a clean body, because if the colon is messed up, everything else is messed up. All disease starts there. So in order to heal, the colon must be healthy. And in order for the colon to be healthy, it has to be clean, and it has to have the healthy bacteria, the friendly flora and fauna, often referred to as acidophilus or bifidus, that is killed out of most of our colons by the use of antibiotics. So
right, we talked about that last week, yes.
Yeah, I take a probiotic daily because I was foolish enough in my youth to have taken antibiotics. There's other ways, though, to get that healthy bacteria in your system, primarily through eating vegan fermented foods, such as there's something called Rejuvelac, which is made from wheat berries that is fermented and provides healthy bacteria. Miso also provides healthy bacteria to the colon. So,
Miso?
Forget yogurt, although yogurt does contain the healthy bacteria. The problem is that yogurt comes from a cow. And I think I went into last week to some extent, and that's something we can talk about more as well, as dairy products and how harmful they are to the body. But so meat then does not digest properly and messes the colon up. So that's another reason why I don't eat meat. Then there's the whole issue of the slaughtering of animals. And an animal, knowing that it's going to be slaughtered, releases all kinds of poisons, toxins, and adrenaline into its system. Even an animal that's been raised cleanly, you're going to have the poison that was released into the animal's system shortly before it was slaughtered. So there's many health reasons not to eat meat. And then for many people, myself included, there are moral reasons as well. To me, an animal should not have to die for me to eat. And if you study Native American culture and you see the relationship that Indigenous Americans have with the animals, they consider them to be cousins, relatives. And even though they may have eaten animals, they did it in a very different way. The animal was clean, and they actually would apologize to the animal for taking its life before they would consume it. So we need to have a certain understanding of what it is we're doing. If you went to a slaughterhouse, you would probably become a vegetarian real quick.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've heard about that, very much so. But let me ask you this, since you pretty much scared anyone who's listening or listening in the archives about meat and stolen. Can you give the listeners more ideas how to cleanse their colon and push some of the years of beef and steaks, medium rare and rare, that's lined up in their colons? How can they begin to flush some of that stuff out?
Okay, so there are several good colon cleansing kits out there, and that's the best way to go. Now, you can do like a limited cleanse with simply things like Swiss Chris, which is a natural herbal laxative. It comes in both pill and tea form, and the one I recommend is the tea form. It's very inexpensive, and the way you take it is you just put a half a teaspoon on your tongue and you swallow it down. It's so gentle you can take it on a regular basis. In fact, Louis Armstrong took it every day of his life, and he actually made people who came into his band, he made them take it as well. And there's some funny stories about it on the Swiss Chris website. It's spelled Swiss, S-W-I-S-S, Chris, K-R-I-S-S. That is a nice, inexpensive product that you can use to, especially if you're backed up. And if you move your bowels less than twice a day, you are backed up. Swiss Chris is good for getting things moving. But for a deep and thorough colon cleanse, where you begin to remove what we call the mucoid plaque. This is the hardened material that is adhered to the walls of the colon that causes the deep problems, the serious problems, the mucoid plaque. Then that is what you have to get out in order to properly cleanse your colon. So the kit that I recommend is from a company called Blessed Herbs. BlessedHerbs.com. They're in New England, and they have a colon cleansing kit that is pretty awesome. And their website is pretty awesome as well. They've got pictures on there of this material that comes out of people. It's pretty gross, but it's pretty amazing at the same time. And that colon cleansing kit is just unsurpassed. I really enjoy it. I've done it myself a few times, and many of my clients have done it. It's a little on the expensive side. If it's not affordable, you can go into. Can I mention that Big Large Giant chain of health food Wonderlands? by name?
Please do.
Okay, you can go into Whole Foods, and you can, and there's, you know, close to 200 Whole Foods across the country now. So, and it's such a blessing, because when I got onto this task, a health food store was a little hole in the wall with some barrels. And you went in there and you got your brown rice and you got some other things, some other bulk foods, and that was about it. Now you have these wonderlands, and it's just such a blessing because it enables you to transition into a healthy way of eating rather painlessly. And in Whole Foods, they also have colon cleansing kits there that are less expensive than the one from Blessed Herbs and that are quite adequate. So you have a wide range of pricing and choices in terms of a kit, but that's the way to go. If you want to do a good colon cleanse, you need to purchase one of the many kits that are out there. There's plenty of them online as well, and you will feel very, very different. You can also look into colonics. Colonics are basically a super enema. Whereas an enema, if you do an enema at home, and that's a good thing to do as well when you're feeling, first, especially if you feel like you're getting sick, it's always wise to do an enema. You can do those at home easily, but you're only getting about a third of the colon actually cleaned when you do an enema. A colonic is an irrigation of the entire colon. And people have gotten colonics done and have come out of there feeling 10 years younger. It can be very dramatic in the difference in how you feel after getting one, two, or three colonics done. I do not recommend more than a series of three colonics within a period of, say, 3 weeks. A lot of colonics, hydrotherapists, they want you to do, like, you know, a long series of colonics over a period of time. I have not found that to be beneficial because the colonics drain out all your minerals, and they can be draining as well as healing if you overdo it. So I'd say no more than a series of three in a three-week period. But that series of three will really revitalize and rejuvenate you. So that's another way of cleansing the colon. And many times people do both things at once. They'll do the colon cleansing kit, and they'll get a couple of colonics while they're going through the cleansing process. Also, for ongoing colon cleansing, it's critical to have, these are the two most important foods that you eat, fruit in the morning, salad in the evening. This needs to happen at least 5 days a week. It should happen 7 days a week, but I like to give people a little slack. So at least 5 days a week, you must have fruit in the morning. It does not matter what kind of fruit, any kind of fruit, and salad in the evening. These are your two most important foods, more important than anything else. Why? Because they contain the fiber and the roughage that's going to get your bowels moving. So when you get up in the morning, you need to have your fresh fruit, organic if at all possible. You need to have your glass of water, because you are dehydrated from not having had any water all night, and you need to have your daily health drink, preferably my Power Up, which is my revitalizing herbal formula that will uplift you on every level, which consists of spirulina, maca, and Siberian ginseng. The recipe for Power Up is on my website. If anybody can't afford to buy it directly through me, they can get it in small quantities in bulk at the herb store and make it themselves. But I would appreciate it if people would purchase it through me, because when you do that, you help other people who cannot afford it to get help. I try to never turn anybody away from either my products or my services for lack of money.
So, well, why don't we take the time right now for you to go ahead and please give some more information about those products and that website while you're there, and then we can go back through these list of other herbs. So please do so.
Okay, so the website is iamwellnow.com. The Power Up comes up right away on the right-hand side in the right-hand column, and you can click on that and learn all about it. There's plenty of testimonials on there from my clients who have used it, some for long periods of time. And essentially, Power Up evolved during my clinical work with HIV-positive people from 1994 to 2000 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where I originated. I'm in California now. And what happened was I was dealing with people, many of whom were really deathly, deathly ill. And I had to come up with something that was going to bring about immediate dramatic improvement and something that at the same time did not need refrigeration so they could keep it in the drawer by the bed in the hospital because many of them were hospitalized. And so I started with spirulina. Spirulina is a blue-green algae that grows on fresh water. It's a superfood that's packed with immune-building and energizing nutrients. And the spirulina was very helpful, but it wasn't bringing people all the way back. Then I added in the Siberian ginseng, which is an herb for stress and strain, the mind and body. And that brought everybody back, but they were still wasting. At that time, I added soy protein powder, but soy became suspect later, and I found out about maca, which is another superfood from Peru that's been cultivated by the Inca for centuries. And those are the three things that are in the Power Up. The beautiful thing about Power Up is that it doesn't just work on the physical level. It works on the mental, spiritual, and emotional levels as well. It is an uplifting tonic, a nutrition transfusion that saturates your tissues with all the raw materials your body needs to operate at optimum, maximum levels. So athletes, for example, love it. They just love it because it increases their endurance immeasurably. It's not just about a burst of energy, although you will get that. It's also about endurance and stamina. It helps digestion and elimination. It builds the immune system, helps heal the kidneys and the urinary system. It deals with stress, anxiety, depression, insomnia, helps your hair, skin, and nails, cuts sweet cravings, helps you control your weight. It does a myriad of things, but it is way beyond that because it is an attitude adjuster as well. It's impossible to be depressed on Power Up. You're just going to get happy. And I've taken it to women in prison that have been uplifted by it. It just moves you into a zone that you really were always intended to be in, but which we have missed because we're in bondage to these foods that are robbing us of our birthright, which is a natural, long, healthy, joyful, exhilarating existence. We are not supposed to be dragging ourselves out of bed in the morning. We're supposed to be jumping out of bed in the morning, full of energy, ready to face whatever the day holds, whether it's negative or positive. It doesn't matter because you're on top of the world. And that's where Power Up will take you if you're open to what it has to offer. So that's how you want to start your day. You want Power Up. You want water. Pure water, spring water, forget filtered water, folks. I don't care how much you spend on that filter. It's not going to do it. And if you want to know for sure, all you got to do is just Google your current water supply, and you will see that there's all kinds of cancer-causing stuff in your water that's way beyond acceptable levels. They admit it to their own selves. And there's no filters on Earth that are going to deal with all that. It's just not possible. So I drink only spring water. Now, I know there's an issue with the spring water being stored in plastic. But plastic is really a problem. The main reason that storing water in plastic is a problem is because over time, the benzene in the plastic leaches into the water. But having at one time worked for Whole Foods, I know how their system works, and they don't store stuff in big warehouses for months on end. Everything moves quickly. So that water is bottled at the source of the spring. It's put in the bottles, and it's put on the shelves immediately thereafter, and it goes fast. So that's what I drink. I drink pure spring water. I cannot drink filtered water. I don't care if it's a $5,000 filter. If I drink more than half a cup, I will get sick. And that, to me, is an indication that once you lose your tolerance for poison, your body will not let you put it back in. That's one of the things that keeps us on the path.
That's amazing, yeah. So what's the best way to store water? Well, you've got people trying to store water now. I mean, what should people do? Should they be going out to get these old I remember when I was a kid, we had the metal and copper canisters, canteens. But, I mean, how can people store water? What's the best way? Because people are stacking up these plastic bottles of water.
There's no ideal way to store water. I think you probably, if you made enough of an effort, which I have not done of late, but I can remember some time ago that I would get these 5-gallon bottles delivered to my house from a water company. They would be in glass, not plastic. And they would give you a little machine, and you could, you know, just like a little fountain type thing. And they're probably still doing that today. So you can probably get real pure water stored in glass if you make an effort. I personally load up on the plastic bottles, and I have, you know, I have a good supply on hand in case of any type of emergency. And with the coming economic collapse, it's wise to be prepared. Forget natural disasters.
Definitely.
The man-made disasters are going to far outweigh what nature has to offer in the very near future.
Exactly. Yeah, we talk about that on the other shows as well, preparedness. Yes, we do.
So let me get back to diabetes a little bit. I want to talk about the herbs for diabetes. So the food is critical, and the health drink is critical, the power up. And then the third piece is the herbs, which can be done in a number of different ways. Definitely not talking about pills. No hard pills, no capsules. When you take herbs, you want to take herbs in the most potent form possible, and that is either the raw herbs directly from the earth, which are dried, usually, unless you can get your hands on fresh, which is even better. But generally, you're going to be dealing with dried herbs, raw from the earth, and extracts. Herbal extracts are the most potent way to take herbs, but they're also the most expensive. What I like, the ideal way to take herbs, especially if you have a health challenge, such as diabetes, is to make a tea and spike the tea with an extract. So a lot of my clients who have diabetes, they take my cleansing tea. Now, the reason it's called a cleansing tea and not a diabetes tea is because I originally did not develop it actually to heal diabetes. I developed it for blood and liver cleansing. And interestingly enough, folks started coming and telling me that it was healing their diabetes. So I started using it in that way, and much to my amazement, I found that just about any diabetic that drinks this tea will have normal blood sugar levels within about 4 days.
Wow.
Most diabetics, their blood sugar levels fluctuate wildly, or at least significantly from day to day. But once you get on this cleansing tea, the blood sugar comes down, and it stays in that normal zone. It's consistently normal, day after day, week after week. So the tea is an excellent way to bring your blood sugar under control. If your blood sugar is super high, like 3-something or 4-something, then you must use the extract with the tea to get a more immediate results. The tea will still work, but it'll take much longer. So when things are serious, you definitely want to spike the tea with the extract. And the one I recommend is from Herb Farm, P-H-A-R-M. It's herb-pharm.com. And the product is called Sugar Metabolism. Now, there are a lot of people who don't want to be bothered making teas. So I understand that. If that's the case, then you must deal with the extract. If you don't want to deal with the extract and just want to deal with the teas, that's fine. The tea will work over time, but it will take longer. Even if you don't have super high blood sugar and you want to get this problem resolved quickly, you make the tea and you spike it with the extract. So you have different options. You can do the tea alone, you can do the extract alone, or you can do them together, which is the ideal way. But not everybody is going to be in a position to do it the ideal way. So if all you can handle is putting some extract in with your power up in the morning, fine. It will still work. Remember this, folks. Whatever you can do, do it. Don't sit around, I'm missing one of the ingredients for my health drink. I don't have my probiotics, so I'm just not going to drink my health drink today. No, take what you have. Work with what you have. Do not wait to start your program until all the perfect circumstances are in place, because you may never start it. I have clients that I sat down with for a consultation, and 2 weeks later, they still haven't taken anything. They got the power up, they got the tea, and they're still sitting.
Exactly.
And they're, oh, I'm waiting for the holidays to be over. I'm waiting for this, I'm waiting for that. No, don't wait. Just do something. Put your foot on the path. Get started. Because once
Good
you
advice.
Get started, you'll build up that momentum, and you'll move in more and more positive directions and eat better and better and feel better and better until you've been transformed. I want to mention a movie that's out that you can get online. I'm sure we're getting close to running out of time here.
No, we're not quite running out of time, Aisha. Oh, we still have some time, but I just want to give the call-in number once again for anyone that has any questions before. We probably have another 30 minutes or so, and even then we'll be able to go over if anybody has questions they want to ask Ms. Aisha Bey, a certified herbalist. And I do advise you to go to her website. Certified herbalist is an understatement as far as what this woman has accomplished and learned. The information she has to be able to heal one's body the natural way. So let me give you the number if you're listening out there. It's 213-769-0910. Once again, 213-769-0910. And we're with Aisha Bey of IamWellNow.com. Do you mind if we take a phone call?
Oh, not at all. Let's do it.
Okay, so we have a call from 917-705. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is. Hello, 917-705, you're on the air. Are you there, or are you just listening? Okay, try and call back in. It's not coming through.
No.
Okay. You were going to say something about a movie?
Yeah, there's a movie that I recommend that people see. It's not specifically about diabetes, but it is about one person's transformation. The movie is called May I Be Frank, and you can purchase it online. And essentially, it's a movie about a gentleman who walked into a raw vegan restaurant out here in California called Cafe Gratitude. There's a chain of seven of these restaurants out
here. Very familiar with it.
Yes. So Cafe Gratitude has a question of the day that they ask folks when they come in. And this gentleman named Frank from Brooklyn came in and ordered an entree, and they asked him the question of the day, which was, what do you want to do before you die? Well, Frank, who weighed, I think close to 300 pounds and had hepatitis and was taking, 15, 20 different pills a day for different ailments, said, well, I'd like to fall in love again before I die, but who would ever fall in love with me looking the way I do? And so these three young men that work at Cafe Gratitude entered into an agreement with Frank to essentially work a transformation. It was a 42-day agreement, a six-week agreement, that he would eat at Cafe Gratitude every single day, that he would drink wheatgrass juice, which I'll explain what that is, every single day, and that he would have, I think it was one colonic a week, during this the 6 week period. And they filmed this whole process that this man named Frank went through. And it is, are you there, Varice?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Okay, I hear a phone ringing, so I got a little confused there. So this gentleman went through the most amazing transformation that you could possibly imagine. I mean, if you look at him at the beginning of the movie, he didn't do it in the 6 weeks. He achieved a profound progress, but I think it took a little bit longer before the transformation was complete. But if you look at this man at the beginning of the movie and then look at him at the end of the movie, you would not recognize him, literally. You would never in a million years think that this was the same person looking at him.
Wow.
That's how dramatic the transformation was. And I recommend everybody that's listening to find a way to see this movie. This movie is one of the best movies ever made. And while I'm on that movie, yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, the name of the movie again?
The name is May I Be Frank.
Okay.
And you can just Google that and you'll come across it. The other movie that I want to talk about is also very impactful. It's called Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. And this movie chronicles the stories of six people who went to a place in Arizona called the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, run by Dr. Gabriel Cousins. And he's a well-known and prolific writer on holistic healing, has just transformed the lives of thousands of people. And they took these six people and they put them in the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center and fed them nothing but raw vegan food, took them off their medications for 30 days. And once again, there's a story of transformation. Five of these six individuals became totally transformed. One of them is actually now a holistic health practitioner. Another one is doing community education on diabetes. And again, the amazing transformation that occurred simply through switching to a raw vegan diet. One of the women was a middle-aged to elderly woman who they filmed her going back to her doctor after the 30 days, and she sat down in the doctor's office, and he just took one look at her. He said, "You look like a different person." He said, "I think I need to send everybody out to Tree of Life. all my patients need to be going there." The transformation was so amazing. So when you watch these movies, you are just uplifted and transformed by the miracles that you see taking place because people are willing to step outside of the box and move in this holistic direction.
We got the caller back. As the caller, 917-705, you're on the air.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York City.
Welcome. What's your question for Aisha Bey tonight?
I'm having a lot of problems with acne here, and I'm trying to find a natural way of dealing with it.
Okay. All right, acne. Acne is the result of the failure of the liver and the kidneys to detoxify the blood. Acne is the result of toxins. Toxins in your system that are the result of, guess what? Wrong eating. So what you want to do is you want to cleanse. You want to cleanse your blood and your liver. That's the first thing. And the way to do that would be with my cleansing tea. And if you want to speed up the action, there's a company called Gaia Herbs that makes an extract called Milk Thistle Yellow Dock Supreme. Milk Thistle is the liver herb. It cleanses and rebuilds the liver. The other herbs in my cleansing tea are red clover blossoms, which are a blood cleanser, dandelion root, which cleanses both the blood and the liver and regulates the blood sugar, and burdock root, which also cleanses the blood and the liver and regulates the blood sugar. That's why it's good for both diabetes and blood and liver cleansing. So I recommend those herbs. They're in my cleansing tea, or the recipe is on my website, iamwellnow.com. You can go out and buy them yourself and make your own tea. Either way, these herbs are what will get rid of that acne. But at a deeper level, you need to look at what it is you're ODing on that your body can no longer process. It could be like a common culprit in acne is soda. Another common culprit is coffee. It depends on what you might be ODing on, but something that is coming into your system that's making you break out.
What about just hormone changes? No. Okay.
Your body, that is when the medical profession tries to put acne on hormonal changes, that's because they don't know what they're talking about, and they don't know what's really causing it, so they want to attribute it to something, so they pick hormones. And while it may be true that there are some types of acne that sometimes occur because of hormonal changes, the vast majority of acne cases are the result of what's on the plate. In fact, the vast majority of all health problems are the result of what's on the plate. So, Michelle, we need to look at what's coming into your system. Are you eating food out of the supermarket?
Yeah.
So it's time to start cleaning up your diet. How old are you?
35.
Yeah. See, this is when wrong eating starts to take its toll. Because when you're young, your body is strong and it has the ability to bounce back and bounce back and bounce back. But then there comes a point where there's no more bounce back. And you have to start paying the piper. Now you're paying the dues for the imbalances that you created. So you've got to go over what you're eating and drinking. You've got to get out of the supermarket, into the health food store. If you're cooking for yourself, do it yourself. If you have a spouse, you need to bring your spouse along the same path, because sooner or later she's going to, or he is going to have to come there anyway. So you want to move in the direction of cleaning up your diet to get at the underlying cause. But in the meantime, you need the cleansing herbs. If you don't have it within you to fix and drink the tea, then you can just order the extracts. You can go to GaiaHerbs.com, learn about them there, come to my website, and I can order them for you actually at a discounted price, because they are a little pricey, and I'm able to get a discount because I'm a practitioner. So the best way would be to contact me through the website, IamWellNow.com, and I will help you acquire.
Say the website again.
IamWellNow.com.
IamWellNow, okay.
I am well now. That's an affirmation, Michelle.
Okay.
You know, an
affirmation. I know.
I am well now.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
So that's
up,
what you need.
You know,
yeah, and also, Michelle, your colon. How are your bowels moving?
Okay. I think I'm okay on that department, yeah.
Okay, because if you're not going every at least once a day, that's contributing to the problem. So
no,
you might want to look
problem.
At that situation. All right, good. All right, so that's what you need then, blood and liver cleansing, and that will solve the problem.
Okay, so I'm going to check it out, the two websites you just gave me, and then take
yeah,
it from there.
Yeah, just contact me. You'll see a big icon right on the right-hand column, right at the top, says Contact Aisha. Just click on that and just send me a little email, and I will get back to you right away.
Sounds good.
And then you can come back on the air in a few weeks and tell everybody how your skin cleared up. Okay?
Hopefully.
And now you're looking like
hopefully
a movie star.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for calling. All right.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. All the way from New York City.
Yeah.
New York
so
City. So, yeah, you mentioned that's very good as far as these misdiagnoses of the doctor attributing it to hormones. Because I remember my son, who's 22 now, when he was 17, he had the worst case of acne. Now, of course, he was a teenager, but I come to find out that there was a lot of things going on with his diet. And what about the exterior of the skin? Is there anything that should be taking place? Do we need to be concerned, or do we talk about what we put on the outside of our face too?
Well, yeah, you avoid all over-the-counter acne remedies. They don't work, and they're toxic. And there's a brand of essential oils called Simpler's Essential Oils, and they have an acne blend that's very good. And also there's a company called Nelson's that makes homeopathic remedies, and they have an acne gel that is also very good. These will help on the external level, and it's always good when you can hit a problem from both the inside and the outside holistically. Let me just say this. With holistic healing, there's not going to be any one magic bullet, any one quick fix, like they tried to give you the illusion of with conventional medicine. It's the synergy that's created between the health drink, which boosts your immunity and starts off the cleansing cycle, and your improved diet and your herbs. It's the synergy that's created that really turns herbs and supplements into powerful medicine. You can't get the flu and go take some echinacea and think you're going to heal. You're not. And then you're going to say, oh, I took that echinacea and, geez, it didn't work. But if you take
right.
That,
and it's becoming very popular. Echinacea is pretty much ranking up there with orange juice now.
Correct. And but it needs to be taken in conjunction with at least another herb called golden seal. They go together. They're antibacterial, antiviral, and immune boosting. And they should go into an immune-building tea, such as my immune builder or another tea that you can purchase. If you do get the flu, you want to take this homeopathic remedy called Oscillo, which will immediately give you symptomatic relief, and use the Echinacea Golden Seal along with the tea, and you will get well much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we deal with the flu. But to get back to the diabetes for a minute, I just want to say that it's really critical that people who have diabetes step on this path so that they can prevent this more severe problems that will crop up after many years of being diabetic. But even if things are at that point, even if you're in the late stages of diabetes, you can still heal. Even if you're worried about your circulation and you're getting some discoloration on your lower limbs, do not despair, because these things can be reversed. Vision, loss of vision, it can be reversed. My slogan is there's no such thing as a fatal disease. The AIDS bureaucrats, they hated that slogan, but it's absolutely true that there is no such thing as a fatal disease. If you have just 10% of your liver function left, you can heal just about anything. Once your liver is completely gone, you're basically done. But as long as you have 10% of liver function left, you can heal basically anything if you turn to the earth and get the true medicine.
And I think that a lot of what you're saying, you mentioned earlier, is going to have a particular mindset, and that's where the spirituality comes in with the emotions, that you've got to want to heal and be prepared to grab on to the positive aspects of the herbs and what the Father's created for us, the Most High, and walking away from the fast foods. And everything that's popular and that tastes good, but you got to want to live. You have to want to live with a purpose, with existence and understanding you were put here for a purpose, and that your body is the temple and you must take care of your temple, and that your temple is where the Father wants to dwell. I have a sister that I lost 2 years ago, probably about 2 years ago this very date, and she was a juvenile diabetic at the age of 9. And she kind of hated the fact that she got diabetes at 9 years old. She resented it and rebelled against it. She never respected the powerfulness of this disease, that she had to fight against it. But they tried to put tools in her hand and, you know, health food. But she just was pretty much never, even when she came into the knowledge of health food, she didn't want the health food. She didn't want the juice. She just decided, I'm just going to just live till I die. And so I think sometimes when people make a decision like that, we have to learn to respect their decisions. But you have to have the mental fortitude and the willingness to want to fight back and exhaust all the options. And the options are there. So I'm totally with you. Nothing is, nothing has to be fatal. Yeah, you're not. It's not over until it's over.
Well, you know, we live in a culture that teaches us to pursue comfort, pleasure, luxury, and it neglects to develop us on the spiritual side. Most Americans and Westerners do not have the type of intestinal fortitude and internal strength and resources that are needed to have a really successful life. We are spoiled in this culture, and in other cultures, people do not pamper their children, they do not spoil their children the way we do here, and they understand that their children have to go through some fire in order to become whole. You have to be tempered. And what I think made such a difference in my life was my martial arts experience, where I spent 10 years studying martial arts. And I studied a very hard type of martial art, karate, And what it did was it instilled a deep sense of discipline within me. And it taught me that I can do anything I set my mind to. And so as a result of that, it has not been that difficult for me to step onto this path and to move forward. It has given me courage because that's what martial arts does. You have no idea what your body is really capable of. We in the West just don't know. I've seen some things that some karate masters do that, you know, you would think no human being was capable of doing, and yet they do it. And I can remember when I started training in my early to mid-30s, I guess it was, I had many fears. I had a lot of things that were holding me back. And through the martial arts, I really came into becoming a whole person, and a person who was not afraid to fight and to remain true to her principles. All of these things, I really give credit to the martial arts for getting me into a zone where I had the discipline to carry out what I needed to do to reach my goals, one of which was to be thin and healthy. So when you have spent most of your life just striving after material things and physical comforts, pleasures and luxuries, it can be difficult to turn yourself around, to stop feeling sorry for yourself, and to resolutely march forward as a soldier in the battle to reclaim your birthright, which is a life free of suffering and misery, at least suffering and misery that is not imposed by some external force, because most of us are in our misery because we chose to be here.
Right, and I think that you hit on a key point when you talk about discipline, which is what most people are lacking, and most people find it in various different methods. And I know for a fact that my sister, we were raised from a religious background, and religion is not going to cut it, because religion also teaches one of the worldly principles that you have grace and mercy to just forgive you for whatever you do that's wrong, including what you do wrong to your body. And I thank the Father that I've come into a place of discipline to understand that the Most High gave us 613 laws in the Torah, and most of those laws have to do with our dietary laws on how to eat, take care of your body, and what you're supposed to do. And we live in a lawless generation where people are eating and doing anything and think they can just ask for quick forgiveness or do a quick fix one day. And so we have no discipline. So I studied martial arts too, so I understand the discipline there. But I thank the Father that through the grace of his Son, the Holy Spirit, that he's taught me that we must have discipline in our lives in moderation and understand.
It is the quintessential struggle of life. I really do believe that. Because if you give in to just pursuing your desires, and if you give in to being lazy, then you are going to pay the price for that. So I'm just very grateful that what the martial arts did for me was to show me that I had really no idea what I was capable of, because I ended up doing things on that dojo that if anybody ever told me I could do them, I would have told them they were out of their minds, you know. I never forget that when this one day, this was one day in which my entire life changed in the space of literally a second, because we were sitting around the dojo waiting for Sensei to come in, and he came in and told us we had to go to the park that day and do a demonstration, a karate demonstration. And he asked for volunteers, and nobody volunteered, so of course he picked me and some other people, and we had gotten the car, and we were driving to the park, and I looked in the back of the car, and I saw there were boards in the back of the car. And I said, oh, the black belts are going to break boards. I'd love to watch it. I just got my brown belt. And we got out of the car, and the sensei came up to me. He said, you break board. I said, sensei, what are you talking about? I can't break a board. I never tried to break a board. I never even thought about breaking a board. And he says, do you have brown belts? I said, yes, sensei. He says, you break board. So he puts me up on this stage in front of all these people. And the instructor's down there on one knee holding not one but two boards. Plus, I wasn't even allowed to use a kick or a punch. I had to use a knife hand strike, which has a lot less power. And I stood up there shaking in my boots, and I went into my stance, and I, you know, went down with my little karate chop, and nothing happened. And it was the most humiliating moment I ever experienced, and there were all these little kids standing around the stage laughing at me, and I got mad. And meanwhile, the instructors, you know, telling me, come on, you go, try again, you can do it, you can do it. I got angry, and I just want those boards, and trust me, nobody was more shocked than I when those wood went just flying into the air. Because
wow.
If God himself had told me I could break boards, I would have said, sorry, God, no disrespect, but you're lying. That's how convinced I was I couldn't do it. And yet I did do it. And in that moment, my whole being just took a quantum leap because I realized that I had no idea of what I could do and that I could never, ever again say I can't do something until I had given it my all. And only when you've exhausted all options can you turn around and say, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. And because of that attitude, I've succeeded so in so many areas of life and so many times in so many ways that I never would have if it hadn't been for that moment in my life.
Great.
So I think everybody needs to move into some kind of Eastern discipline, whether it's meditation, whether it's Tai Chi, whether it's Qigong, whether it's yoga, because these disciplines integrate the mind, the body, and the spirit the way running 2 miles a day could never do. But if you spend an hour, half an hour, or even 15 minutes a day doing yoga, 5 minutes of meditation and 10 minutes of postures, it will uplift you spiritually and help you move into that zone where you don't want to defile your body, your temple, with this garbage that they call food in America.
Well, my guest tonight is Aisha Bey, and her website is IamWellNow.com, and we only have a few minutes remaining. We don't have any more callers at this present time. But I really want to thank her tonight for a wonderful show, all the great information she's given. Please go to her website. You can read so much more about her. And we have the privilege of having her, hopefully, Most High says the same, with us for the next couple of weeks. So please do call in and let your family and friends know. She's certified. She's healed herself. She's helped a lot of people. She's acquired grants to assist people with the healing of HIV, cancers, so many different things. And we're living in a time where people need this information. And so I wanted to take it upon myself to extend this show to her, this platform to her side. You know, we don't discriminate here. We want to get the information that's going to help the whole man and get that information out to you so that you're whole, because you're going to need it. 2012 is coming for you people, and you're going to need it. We don't know what health care is going to be there, what the economy is going to be like, what the job's going to be like, but you're going to need to know how to take care of yourself, even if it means going to the store to buy the right kind of foods to eat, right kind of herbs as well. Aisha Bey, any final comments before we go? We only have like about a minute left.
Well, there's no such thing as a fatal disease.
All right. I want to thank you for tuning in. I am Voorhees, be the preacher. This is the Social Change Action Network. Thank you for tuning in to What's Eating You, the Healed, Healthy, and Whole Food Show. And please tune in next week. Aisha Bey. And thanks for listening in. Wish you the best. Shalom, shalom.
you.